Thank you, everyone, for joining. I think, as we all can appreciate right now, words are simply inadequate to capture the emotions that we're all feeling. Yet the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva that a defining characteristic of a Jew is that we are nichnas b'tzarasan. We enter into the pain of our fellow Jews, we're mis'ane b'tanyusan. When a fellow Jew is fasting, we enter into that sense of pain alongside them. To be a Jew is to join in the pain and the sorrow of our fellow Jews. And the truth is, how could we not? If we follow the news, if we read the stories, if we see the images that are coming out of Israel, the pain is so raw, the sorrow is so palpable, the grief is so profound. And every Jew in Israel, I think so many of us here, are directly impacted. I have a friend in Israel who has one son who was shot in the leg during a heroic military action and is home recovering. Their second son is missing. His tank was hit, and when it was located, he was not inside. Currently, they don't know his whereabouts. What words are there to describe the pain of this family and the pain of so many others? For most of us here, we're talking about a scale of horror we have not experienced in our lifetime. While words may be inadequate, the notion of joining together gives us great chizuk. All of us joining together this morning is itself chizuk. I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Yossi Chazan, the Rav of Yatir and Darom Har Chevron, who described, if you look at your hand, you look at what gives a hand power. So if our fingers like this are spread out, there isn't so much strength that our hand has. But when we put our fingers together, each finger gives strength to the other finger, and in truth, the entire arm supports the power of that fist. And Rav Chazan described that that's what Klal Yisrael is. That notion of joining together, that notion of each finger being able to be mechazek and literally giving strength to the other finger, the forearm giving power to the fist, is how Klal Yisrael works. That's the power of a Klal. That's the power of Klal Yisrael. And our role at this time is to support one another, to support each other here, and certainly to support Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in Israel. And to try to capture a little more of perhaps our feelings, so there are two concepts in halacha. There's a concept of aninos and the concept of avelos. An onen is someone, rachmana litzlan, who just lost a family member before the levaya, before the kvur, before the person is buried. That person is an onen. And when he's an onen, he's exempt, he's pater from all mitzos. Why is he exempt from all mitzos? So on a simple level, he's so overcome with grief. He's busy with the preparations of the funeral. So practically speaking, he's unable to perform mitzvos. But Rav Soloveitchik suggests something so profound. He suggests that our ability to perform mitzvos, our commitment to Avodas Hashem, is rooted in our appreciation of human dignity, our appreciation of the power that we have to make an impact on others around us, to impact the world. And immediately after confronting death, for a short period of time, we tragically lose this feeling. We're powerless in the face of tragedy, and therefore we don't have a feeling of kedusha that enables us to go ahead and to do mitzvos. And then suddenly, after the levaya, and immediately after the levaya, we're expected to transition to avelos, and during avelos, we once again become obligated to do mitzvos. We continue to mourn the profound loss, but simultaneously, we appreciate the greatness of man to rebuild, to forge forward, and to impact others. Last night, as I'm sure we all turned on our phone and immediately went to check on what was happening in terrible detail, the severity of what was transpiring in Israel hit us like a ton of bricks. And I'm sure many of you, like I did, felt that sense of total helplessness. What can I do? There was despair. There was a sense of terrible tragedy. And now, a day later, we shift to Avelos. Simultaneously, we mourn the loss over 700. Recently, I heard over 800 lives. That tragic loss that we are all collectively experiencing. We're feeling the pain that's rooted in us being one nation. But at the same time, we shift into the mode of appreciating Avelos that we can help. Human dignity is that we can help other people. I heard the Rosh Yeshiva of the Sderot Yeshiva describe their reaction in Sderot in the community that was hit very directly by Hamas Yimach Zichram. And he described how next Shabbos they're going to make up for the hakafos that they missed over Simchas Torah. They're going to go around to every shul in Sderot to dance together with them and to rebuild, to build that sense of bringing joy to others. And we too have a responsibility to consider how we can help Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael in Israel. I've been inundated by messages from rabbis in Israel who have expressed how meaningful and appreciative they are for each gesture and outreach that we provide for people in Israel. So if you don't think that what we do, small outreach, everything we do is felt, it is felt and is appreciated in a very real and palpable way. For them to know that we're davening for them, learning for them, organizing drives and campaigns for them, gives the soldiers and everyone in Israel incredible chizuk. So we gather together this morning to daven together, to say a few prakim of Tehillim, which Rabbi Finkelstein will lead, followed by Misha Berach, which Rabbi Stochel will lead, and then we'll conclude by singing Acheinu together as one community. Please give your attention to Rabbi Finkelstein, who will lead us in prakim of Tehillim, which you have in the email that was sent out this morning.